Amendment 1A013 by Supervisor Romo West.
Supervisor Romo West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The amendment that you have before you restores 12 inpatient beds in 2014. These were slated for closure. However, we heard very compelling testimony during our previous budget hearing on this org unit from several doctors at BHD as well as other staff that this may not be a good idea for this year. This has nothing to do with not supporting closures, but I think that we need to have as many safety nets in place as possible. And so I would ask the committee support in restoring these beds for 2014 and definitely would look at the possibility of adding this into the budget again next year when we know where we are going with the closures, when we know where we're going with the placements, when we see how successful our transitioning has been. I believe 2015 will be a better year for this than 2014. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I move approval.
Any questions or comments on this? Go ahead, Mr. Cologne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisors, I just wanted to say that we also believe very strongly in being the safety net. We are not going to walk away from our moral or statutory obligations as it relates to our psychiatric hospital. We want to run an effective and efficient system, and I presented you with compelling data to show that the capacity exists in the community in order for us to do this. On a daily basis, there's 36 open beds in this community. When I say open beds, that's us and also the other hospital systems, Aurora, Rogers, Columbia, St. Mary's. There's 36 open beds on a daily basis. There's 16 open beds for individuals with low and moderate needs, and there's 12 beds for individuals with higher needs. The 12 beds with higher needs, that consist of us and also Aurora. On top of that, Aurora just has hired some additional psychiatrists that gives them additional bed capacity that was not even factored into our analysis. So again, we believe very strongly that our decision was a data-driven decision. This isn't based on a vision or a philosophy. It's based on data. And we believe that the data supports for us to do this. I want to say we acknowledge the concerns and the reservations with any change like this and other changes that are going on. But I just want you all to understand that I promise you that I'll always make a data-driven decision and I'll always have the individual we serve and the best intentions for them in mind as we move forward with any of our efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as I read the amendment, it doesn't tell you not to downsize.
Right.
It just takes the cautious approach that there's some doubt in your ability to do it on the timeline that you've laid out. I think that doubt has been on, you know, sort of the pace of the start and the concerns that were raised by the professionals that came before us and others who contacted us. I guess I'm wondering, are you telling me that you don't want to have the additional safety net in your own budget to ensure your success and protect you against a slower than expected transition?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisor Liscom. So I just read this, but I think I need to understand it a little bit better. But one thing I'm committed to doing is certainly continuing to look at data. And I've told staff, I spoke with the medical staff leadership, and we would review this data over the next several months. And if the data were to reverse in the opposite direction in a significant way, and in fact we didn't have the capacity, then we would propose not to move forward. So I think this language gives us some flexibility to do that. I guess the question would be, though, is, so let's say in April, we think that the bed capacity has consistently shown that it's there and even increased, because just recently we're seeing an increase as a result of Aurora's additional capacity. And if we come back to the board and say, here's the capacity, we feel we should downsize these 12 beds now based on data, would we be able to come back to the board at that point to make that case? How would that work? So, yeah.
Go ahead.
The plain reading, Mr. Chairman, is that you'll continue to downsize the number of beds.
Your mic on? Nobody can hear you.
A plain reading of the amendment is that BHD will continue to downsize the number of beds in 2014. What is struck is the April 1st deadline. And what is added to you is nearly $500,000 should it be needed if you can't make that deadline.
Okay.
What I need to understand is if you want to be left with the hard April 1st target and not be provided additional resources, what would your response be? And you can't wait till April 1st, obviously, to make that decision. So come February or
right.
whatnot, you're going to have to make a decision on what's happening 60 days out.
Sure.
What resources are you going to then have available to you? You're going to come back to us for, contingency or what?
Sure.
So it seems to me that it's offered in a helpful manner, but
thanks.
Maybe you don't want it.
Mr. Chair, so I again, I just saw this, so if it's phrased or approached from that perspective, then I think we would be very willing to work with you on that.
The question I would have is, what happens to the 462,000 in the budget? Does that get added back into the levy targets then?
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Okay.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, yes, I'm going to support this amendment as well, and I do support downsizing. But, you know, when you have compelling testimony from someone like Dr. Tony Thrasher, who wasn't here to talk about his job's still there, but who came before the board, spent a significant portion of his day, and I know he's a busy person, to tell us that he's concerned about closing those beds. To me, that's very compelling. And I have been concerned throughout this budget about planned actions but not having things already in place. There were a number of places like that. To me, we should have some initial ability to see success before we just start completely canceling programs to understand that we're going to be successful at it. So the very compelling testimony from Dr. Thrasher will lead me to support this, and I do hope that we're successful in the downsizing. With the change in the statutory commitment proceedings, et cetera, all of those things are going to be positive for us, but we still have a safety net to maintain here, and mm-hmm. Dr. Thrasher made a very compelling case for me, and I want to make it clear that I listen to public comment that comes before me. I do take seriously the county executive's request for budgetary changes. I don't act out of vindictive motives. This, to me, was a compelling case, so I'm going to support it. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also thought Dr. Thrasher's testimony was pretty compelling, so I figure that throughout the next year we can monitor the downsize, and if successful, then we can try for this initiative for next year. But it's too important for us to be the safety net to try to not be adequately prepared. So that's my reason for supporting this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the 462,000. that the administration probably invested in community services. Can you tell me what area was that invested in?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Bowen, just generally speaking, it's we've invested $4.8 million in new or enhanced community-based mental health services. So this is part of the money that was redirected towards that $4.8
million. Gotcha. And then it was also confirmed by the author that the savings, well, if we're doing tax levy, they're still investing in the community services and we're giving them additional. Okay. Gotcha. Just getting that clear. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if I can just, if I might add, just regarding data and results and capacity, I mean, we downsized 24 beds last budget, and it was a non-event, meaning the capacity was there. We did not see any wait list. We haven't seen any wait list throughout the year. So that's pretty compelling. We've put in $3 million to start building that community-based mental health system. What has resulted, and we did that together, and what has resulted from that, we've seen 19% reduction in emergency detentions, a 13% reduction in PCS episodes, and a 41% reduction in BHD admissions. That's pretty compelling results. On top of that, we've downsized 16 individuals from Hilltop this year, another 16 from Hilltop this year. So some of the concern has been, well, we're going through this downsizing effort and closing. Well, we should do this cautiously because all these people are coming back. It's just not true. One person has come back, and that's it. And one person is not reason to give up. So I respect the committee's decision on this. Thank you, Supervisor Romo West. I just wanted to lay out some good facts out there.
Well, so based on your understanding of the amendment now, as you read it, is something you support?
We're fine with it.
Okay. Okay, any other...
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Supervisor Romo.
I just want to quickly add, and I do understand Director Colon's passion for being data-driven and research-based, and I truly appreciate that. I don't want to say the issue because it's not an issue, but I guess the thing that was compelling to me is that as much as you look at the data and the research around this subject, there's just so many unknowns. So St. Mary's is closing its psychiatric unit. That's 18 beds. And then you have the institution of Obamacare, so you don't know how that's going to affect people. You don't know what the acuity of the people who previously did not have health insurance that will now have health insurance and be able to come and seek treatment. And so, and then in addition, you're adding these individuals that are now transitioning out of BHD to the community and as much the kindred. So you have all of these variables. And so I do appreciate and I have seen the data, and it is good, but again, if you couple all the unknowns in 2014 with the testimony from Dr. Thrasher and even with the data, it still to me seems like a safety net should be in place. And basically all of this resolution does is say, let's not set a cold deadline for downsizing these 12 inpatient beds. Let's give ourselves a little bit more time. So we have all of now 2014. We did not do a carve out. So this is, we didn't say we're going to decrease community services in order to pay for this. But I just feel like this is a safety net. And if this ends up being a surplus at the end of the year, so be it. I'd rather do that than to find ourselves in a vicarious situation. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have several people who have registered in favor of this amendment, and I'll just read those names into the record before we vote. Ron Hart, 4160 North 67th, registering in favor. Bridget Nathan, 5802 North 43rd, registering in favor. Patricia Rogers, 1117A South 36th Street, registering in favor. Rosie Carradine Lewis, 4066 North 12th Street, registering in favor. Nicole Colazo Santiago, 2844 South Delaware Avenue, register to speak in favor, but we'll just have registering in favor since we aren't having speakers. Marion Chambers, 3813 North 13th Street, also registered to speak, and will register as registering in favor of this item. Mike Wilder, 7740 West North Avenue, also registered to speak in favor, but we'll register him as registering in favor. And Jeff Weber, 11219 Bridget Lane, registering in favor. Any more comments or questions from supervisors? If not, will you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A013 is approved.
And I just want to make the